from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology, and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there, you listeners all over America, all over the world, over the Internet. Sure glad you're joining me on the Common Sense Show today. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll have some fun reading my weekly column, sign up and see who the guests are on our show, and just find a lot of interesting things to do. Hey, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there listening, and a special time to reflect on your mother. I did. I lost my mother a couple of years ago. She's 93 years old, lived a full active life, didn't really have any health problems at all, no cavities in her mouth, wasn't taking any medicine, and could not have lived a fuller life. I always enjoyed it. I live maybe 3 hours away from my mother lives, and I always went up for the day with her and had a nice lunch and reminisced about things we'd done in our past, and I sure miss doing that. I will miss doing that today. My mother died. Interesting, when she passed away, by the way, to share with you, she got up in the morning, went to her bridge club, played bridge all morning with her friends, then went to her investment club, then worked out, had a full day, talked to all of her children, and then quietly passed away. I happened to have the, not the pleasure, but a very meaningful experience of being there with her and having to share some thoughts with her before she passed away. So I miss my mother. And a special shout out to my godmother, Mary Bond. I'm not Catholic, but Mary Bond has taken a special interest in my life. I ran into this lady when I was attending a mass. I'm not Catholic, but when I go down to the beach to Perdido Key, Florida, little Catholic church there, I go each morning to the 8 o'clock Catholic mass, and I came out of mass one day, and this lady who I'd never met in my life said, "Sir, could I just stop you a second? I want to say something to you." I said, "Well, sure." And she said, "You know, I was told by the Lord to tell you that I know you're going through a lot right now, but it's all going to work out. And I wanted to share that. I had a special message about you today when we were there in church." Well, I was going through a very difficult time in my life. I had a lot of pressure on me, a lot of tough decisions to make. And she was right on. She didn't know the specifics, but she picked up the vibes that I needed some counseling and some help. And it was such a wonderful lady. And in any event, I kind of adopted her as my godmother. So very special shout out to Mary Bond in Thibodeau, Louisiana today. For you listeners all over the country, that's in deep South Louisiana. So again, and the other thing to tell you too, if I can, you know, I was always so busy in my life. A lot of you regular listeners know that I was a public official for about 30 years. Always had to do so many things. Always had to go make this speech. Always had to be there, be here. I was always jostling at windmills like Don Quixote. Most of it could have been put in the back burner. But I didn't spend enough time. Now, I made a lot of phone calls, and I tried to be a pretty good son and spend time with my mother. But in retrospect, I could have done a lot more. And I regret that now, and I'll regret that for the rest of my life. So if your mother is still here or a very special woman in your life, even your wife, but if you have an aunt or someone along those lines, you know, the occasional phone, but not the occasional phone, regular phone call, some visiting, and you will be rewarded for doing so, because you're sure going to miss it that you passed up that opportunity when you had it. You took it for granted. You take loved ones for granted. Again, we get so busy. We just got to accomplish so much and make so much money and do so much. But when it all comes down, when it all goes away, your family is the most important thing to your special people in your life. So I just share that little message to you on this special Mother's Day. And that extra time hopefully will make a benefit. Hope you have the experience of having your mother with you, being there with her, or if not, calling her and having a nice visit. And I wish all you mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day. I was in New York a good bit last week. All of you, I think I may have said this to you listeners up in New York City, WDNJ, all of Atlantic City, New Jersey, WENJ, WPGG up in Atlantic City. had the great experience of going to a dinner honoring my daughter. Now, this is not family day. All I'm doing is talking about family. But there's a very solid point about the future of your children and mine. And I want to share with you. My daughter, Campbell, a lot of you know, was with CNN for a number of years, had her own show on CNN in the evening. She was the host of the Weekend Today Show with Lester Holt on Saturdays and Sundays. She was the White House correspondent for NBC. Her commitment now is to public education, particularly charter schools. And so she said, "Dad, would you come up for a dinner for me?" I went up to, a lot of you folks up in New York and New York area know about the Cipriani. It's a huge bank is what it is, former bank with pillars and that go up probably 50, 60 feet in the air. Magnificent structure located on 42nd Street right there by Madison Square Garden. They had a dinner in the honor of the Success Academy Charter Schools. Now, the Success Academy schools have been fighting with the mayor up in New York just for a little space. Charter schools are, if you don't know what charter schools are, they are public schools, but they're not tied into the bureaucracy of so many of our public schools. Parental involvement are very much encouraged and active. Parents often pick the principal, set the curriculum, and have a direct involvement. And charter schools can be very, very successful depending on how much involvement is there. Well, the Success Academy has had a huge success record. Let me just give you an idea. The kids up there in Success Academy, they've got 32 schools, 9,000 students. Students in Success Academy rank in the top 1% of all New York schools in math, the top 1% in math, and 7% in English. These are extremely bright children. Now, you say, well, okay, but they're the best and the brightest up there. Well, let me tell you about we always talk about racial makeup, and it always comes up, doesn't it? Only 3% of the kids are white. 97% of the kids are African-American or Hispanic. That kind of shows you a lot about this racial achievement gap we hear so much about. As my daughter told the crowd up there, demography is not destiny. You know, just where you live doesn't mean that you're set to be poor all your life. You're not going to be very bright. These kids come from primarily underprivileged families, don't have a good area in which they live, yet they're testing very, very well. So they had this gathering up in New York. Governor Jeb Bush spoke at the gathering. He's very committed to charter schools, speaks at conferences all over the country, very, very dedicated. My daughter Campbell was honored for her work, and they raised, I believe, right at $10 million. Can you believe that? Now, New York's a very wealthy town. They've got the hedge fund folks and who have a lot of money, and that's something that we can't do where I live in my part of the country, and most of you can't where you live in your part of the country. We just don't have those resources. But parents have gotten involved to form these schools, and one little fella got up there. He was in sixth grade. He was a sixth grader, which means he was 11 years old. And I don't remember exactly. I think Jeremiah Smith, I think maybe might have been his name. And he got up to the crowd and said, "I'm Jeremiah Smith. I'm in the sixth grade, and I will graduate from Harvard University in 2024. Can you believe that? He's a sixth grader, and he's telling us that's his focus to graduate from Harvard University in 2024. These are not throwaway kids. These are kids who come from less wealthy families, often underprivileged families, primarily African-American, often broken homes, and there has to be some parental involvement. Mothers who've made the sacrifice. These schools are very competitive. There's a lottery drawn to go into these schools, and for every one child that gets picked, four or five don't make it, unfortunately. But a wonderful, huge success for the Success Academy Charter Schools. If you want to see my daughter's speech, go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll see Campbell's entire speech up there. And I'll tell you, it tells you a lot about the success of charter schools happening in this country today. Hey, going to take a pause right now. Go to that website again also to check up on who our guests are. Got a lively show. Going to come back and talk about health, too much sugar in your diet, and also a compelling story about World War II. We've got a full plate of things to talk about. So freshen up your coffee and come on back with me, Jim Brown. We'll make some common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
In that previous segment, I talked about Governor Jeb Bush, the former governor, very popular governor of Florida, who was the speaker at this dinner honoring my daughter in New York this last week. And I had a chance to talk to Governor Bush before the ceremony. Now, again, he's a very popular governor, and talk of him running for president, you would think that after the wear down factor of the Obama administration, the fact that all the confrontation going on, both both nationally and internationally, that the Republicans would be in pretty good shape when it came to the presidential election. Most of the 2014 congressional election polls show that Republicans are leading to maintain the House and probably take over the Senate. As a consequence, you would think that would be a good foundation for who would be president in 2016, who would get the nomination from the Republicans, and an excellent chance for Republicans. The problem is that the presidential wannabes aren't off to a very good start. Anybody excites you out there in terms of the Republican nomination? Chris Christie kind of had a short run, and then this Bridgegate situation, he's the governor of New Jersey, big scandal up there being investigated by prosecutors. I think that's put a nail in his coffin. No one else just has any traction. Some of the old names like Rick Santorum are rising again. And then you've got a lot of these gubernatorial wannabes, Scott Walker up in Wisconsin. Our governor down here in Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, says he wants to run. But none of them seem to be getting much traction. Now, once the debates start, that will have a play with a factor of recognition that will build up over a period of time. But right now, there's very few Republicans that I've caught on or showing any real base to build on. And, of course, that's where the Jeb Bush factor comes back in. A lot of people thought, well, we're just too tired of all the Bushes. We've had two Bush presidents. Jeb's, to many people who are in the know, seemed to be the one that should have been the president after his father, but he decided not to run, which gave the opening to George Bush to run. So Jeb Bush feels like that's behind him, and you say, well, we've been, you know, too much Bush, too many Bushes. But if Hillary Clinton, who's the far-leading candidate right now for the Democratic nomination, if she takes that nomination, well, then we're going to have the Clinton wear down factor. So does that cancel it out? That may be a factor in canceling that whole thing out. Well, I talked to Jeb Bush, and he's from Florida. One thing going for him is that Florida has become the nation's most populous swing state in 2016. It's a very big state. It's an important state for Republicans to carry. Quite frankly, many observers feel like if Republicans can't carry that state, then there's no way they can get the nomination, because with the influx of so many Hispanics in a cross-section of states that are what are called purple states, it's going to be hard for the Republicans to put together the coalition, and they're trying to do so in states like Ohio, Virginia, Colorado, Iowa, Wisconsin, New Hampshire. But they've fallen short in the past. They're looking at Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, all that went Democratic last time. So despite the wear down factor of Obama, the Republicans have got a real problem building a consensus for a Republican candidate to get the nomination. That's why Florida is important. And a popular Florida resident would have the best chance of carrying Florida. Marco Rubio, who's a U.S. senator, was the Speaker of the Florida House, is being mentioned as a presidential contender. He was 6 months or so ago, not quite as much now, but he's been listed as one of the contenders. But then people come back and say, well, if Hillary gets the nomination, Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush would be a pretty good draw. Very popular Florida. Kind of a compromiser, not extreme right, someone who can build bridges in the general election and pull people together, and someone who can help get the Hispanic vote. I think, if I remember correctly, I think he's married to an Hispanic lady, and has always done very, very well with Hispanics there in Florida. In fact, Florida's non-white vote has plummeted since 2000. 67% today was 78%. So the huge influx of primarily Cuban Americans coming into Florida, often now second and third generation, are building a huge base that, quite frankly, is more Democratic friendly. So my point is, if you can't carry Florida, Republicans, you've got a real uphill fight in electing a president. And many people feel the best person to to be the nominee who can carry Florida is Jeb Bush. So I give you that as a background in terms of the Bush candidacy, and that's where immigration comes in. And I talked to Governor Bush about it. I said, Governor, you know, you've got a lot of play. He spoke down in Louisiana to an educational conference put on by some good friends of mine and made a great impression. And there was a lot of talk then of him running for president. I didn't sense there was fire in his belly. I didn't sense that he really was focused on being president. He kind of dismissed my conversation when I brought it up, said, well, you know, we'll kind of see about that. And in his speech, I told you he was the keynote speaker in honor of my daughter at this huge charter school conference. He did a very good job laying out facts about the importance of charter schools, about the education reform that needs to take place, how we have dropped dramatically in this country compared to many other industrialized countries in terms of our educational levels. So he said all the right things. But then when he finished, you were saying, okay, here comes the closer. There's going to be 4 or 5 minutes of lifting up the wings, talking about a vision of the future of America, the fact that America is an exceptional country. We dropped a little bit in educational attainment, but look at all that we have accomplished with very bright people out of this country. We're an open society for bright immigrants to come in and help us build a future for our children and for continuing to be the leader of the free world. Nothing. It didn't come. He just kind of said thank you and sat down after his focus was on education. And people at my table, I was at the table with one of the key columnists for the New York Times. I was there with a producer for the CBS Morning News. And we all looked at each other and said, you know, what happened? Where's the vision? If this guy wants to be president, when is he going to rise to the occasion and tell us what he'll do for the future of the country? We didn't expect him to announce. He could have stayed focused on education. But he just didn't close the deal. He didn't open up the fact or leave a door open that, stay with me now, folks. Who knows what I'll be doing a few years from now or maybe next year. He didn't get us excited about him as a national leader that went beyond education. So if you gave me $100 and say, bet, I'm betting that Jeb Bush will not run for president. Marco Rubio is certainly hoping he won't, because Senator Rubio of Florida, then that opens up that whole Florida configuration that I explained to you about the importance of Florida being a key vote in the whole demography of getting Republicans elected and getting a presidential nominee. And so I just share that with you, because a lot of listeners out there like Jeb Bush. I like Jeb Bush, but I just don't think he's got the fire in his belly to run for president of the United States. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Got a picture of Governor Bush and me up there. A lot about my daughter's speech to the charter school group up in New York City. So you'll find it interesting. So go to jimbrownusa.com. You'll have some fun there on the website. Let's freshen up your coffee. We're going to come back and talk about the dangers of sugar with my special guest right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
If you heard my show last week, I told you I turned 74. I'm trying to stay healthy, kind of watch what I eat, but I don't know what to believe. You got this diet, you got that diet. Some people say now trans fats aren't that bad for you. I'm very, very confused, particularly about sugar and exercise. I know sugar isn't all that great for you, but I don't know how bad it is. I don't know what kind of exercise to do. I'm more confused today than I was some time back. Got an expert that's going to put it all in perspective for us here today. Dr. Gerald Edelman written a great book that really puts a lot of this in perspective. You'll find it on our website. It's called Sugar Rehab. You can order it on our website. Got Dr. Jerry, the expert, with me right now to answer these questions. Dr. Jerry, good morning. Welcome to our program.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, hanging in there. Like I say, I just turned 74. I work out. I take care of myself. But tell us about sugar. There's been a, I saw a report from the Mayo Clinic that came out last week about sugar and diabetes. And we all like sweets. I had a nice birthday cake last week. But tell us about the pros and cons of sugar and how you make some common sense on what you eat when it comes to sugar.
Yeah, that's do your body as a really fine car, like a Ferrari. And the question you're asking is, what do I want to put in that fine car of mine? keep it nicely tuned and working, and, you know, through your 70s, through your 80s, all your decades. So sugar, for most Americans, is a real problem. And it's kind of like a secret agent now, because companies are putting it in all sorts of products, and we're just not aware of how much sugar they're putting in these products. And so there's a number of things about sugar in our current society in the United States. Number one, it's an addiction. It's an addiction partly because it's being hidden and put in foods and we're not aware of it. Number two, it's an addiction because it truly is physiologically an addiction. I mean, without getting into the mechanisms thing, I like to keep things simple too, and I noticed in your introduction that's what you said. It's pretty obvious that, you know, since childhood, you know, we just get addicted to sugar. And the third most important thing about sugar, Jim, is that it causes you to get fat. And especially in our society, we just don't get enough exercise. We're all focused on, you know, computers and getting work done in the United States. And, you know, it is a fact that sugar is contributing probably 90% to the overweight problem in the United States. And so, you know, I don't have a whole lot good to say about sugar, to be honest with you. I don't think we need that much sugar in our diet. And we're going to have to make a conscious effort to learn how to filter out and screen sugar out of our diet. And that's what I've done in my book. I've kind of done the work for you by listing what's okay to bring in your home and what's not okay and how to order in restaurants and things like that. So we could talk about those things, but I hope that's a good start for us.
Well, it is, and I think you made an excellent point about the fact that you got to do a little checking on vegetables out of a can, for example. You pick up and get some canned peas. Now, everybody said, what can go wrong with peas? I mean, peas are supposed to be pretty good for you. It's a green vegetable. You look on the label, and there's a lot of sugar in the canned green peas. There's a prominent restaurant chain here with cafeteria down my part of the country, and someone told me they work there and that they just take loads of sugar and pour it into the vegetables to kind of give you that nice taste. And so it's not just the sweets, it's not the cookies and the ice cream and the candy, it goes right into the processed foods that you buy in the supermarket, correct?
That is absolutely dead spot on. So what I have talked about in this book of mine called Sugar Rehab that you talked about is basically, I have a rule in that book that I don't want anybody buying products in the grocery store with more than 2 grams of sugar per serving. And I think, you know, we're going to feed a Ferrari here. Ferrari being our body. So you got to understand how much a gram of sugar is. Real briefly, that's about a quarter to a half a teaspoon. So imagine in a low-fat yogurt, which you think is healthy, there are up to 6 to 10 teaspoons of sugar in each one of those little yogurt cups. Can you imagine purposely adding 6 to 10 teaspoons of sugar to anything you eat? You wouldn't do that, right?
Well, not only that, if you go to the health food section of, say, Whole Foods or some health food store, and you get the power bars, you know, you get the bars that are supposed to give you some energy when you work out, and you look on there, you can't find a power bar that doesn't have 8 to 10 grams of sugar in it. So these are the healthy bars. This is the stuff that's supposed to be good for you.
That's right. So one of the things I'm pointing out is, if it looks healthy in the packaging, it probably isn't. And what you're pointing out, because most of these healthy food products, like these granola bars and snacks and things, you know, they've got green or brown packaging, and they use terms like pure and natural. Those are all marketing techniques. You know, they've gone out and they know that we want to be healthy, so pure, all natural, all that kind of stuff are touch words that catch us off guard, really. And so, again, what I've been teaching people and I've written in my book is just focus on sugars per serving when you're reading ingredients. You know, you mentioned at the beginning of your show how confusing all of this is. Well, you know what? Some of it's confusing because we're being marketed to and tricked. And some of it's confusing because there are a lot of people that are overanalyzing this problem, in my opinion. Stick with the sugars per serving and everything else falls in place. And I've got these lists. I've already done the work for you in Sugar Rehab. Follow those lists. One of the important things that I talk about is don't count anything. Don't count calories. Don't worry. You know, we didn't evolve calculating, you know, how many carbs or how many proteins, you know, and mathematically what to eat. Our bodies will tell us that. But, Jim, one of the problems is when you're eating sugar in the amounts that we're being fed sugar in the United States, the body gets confused. Not just your mind, but your biochemistry. It gets confused, and it wants to eat more than it needs to eat. Sugar plays tricks with you. That's a good way to put it. So stay focused on the sugars per serving. Don't buy anything more than with 2 grams per serving. And, you know, we could talk about some other tricks, you know, towards being able to go out, eat in restaurants, hang out with your friends, and kind of live a normal social life, and still be focused on the sugar issue.
Well, it takes some research. It takes some looking. If you go to the supermarket, wherever you are, as you say, you've got to look at those labels, because 2 grams, it's hard to find too many things with 2 grams in it. That's really digging. That's really looking a whole lot. And so, Doc, let me ask you one other question here. Let's talk about exercise. You're a big believer in saying that just cardio exercise for long periods of time doesn't make that much difference. You need the strength, right?
Yeah. Counterintuitively, aerobic exercise really kind of works against you.
And I want to come back and explore that, Doc. I want to come back and explore that. I want to tell our listeners, talking to Dr. Gerald Edelman, we're talking about the sugar damage you can bring to your body. I want to get back and talk about that exercise, because a lot of people think running a marathon or makes a huge, huge difference. You can find Dr. Jerry's book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Order it there and find out more information about the dangers that we're seeing with so much obesity in this country. And you want to stay healthy and live a long life. I do, too. My website, again, is www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back with Dr. Edelman.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking about getting you healthy, what you eat and how you exercise. My guest is Dr. Gerald Edelman, Dr. Jerry, who's written a great book called Sugar Rehab. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Dr. Jerry, while we were just taking a break right there, I've got a bunch of health bars here in my office that I kind of nibble on during the day, and I've just pulled a couple of them that are supposed to be very healthy for you. Here is Nutri-Grain. Now, this is the Nutri-Grain supposed to be really making you healthy, and it's the it's their granola bar, their basic granola bar, 10 grams of sugar in this one item here. I got Luna bars that are a whole nutrition bar for women, making you very, very healthy, and you look on here, and the sugar content is 13 grams of sugar. So this is the stuff that's supposed to make you healthy, the good stuff, and the good stuff just loaded with sugar, just exactly what you were talking about there before. So it was interesting. Boy, I'm a little hungry. I'm scared so to touch these things.
I'm really proud of you, man. That you're just doing such a good service to folks, because that's the deal. And then you know what, Jim? If you eat one of those bars, you can imagine what happens, because you've experienced it before, right? What happens is after an hour, you're hungry again. And guess what? You want more sugar. Because it's...
That's right.
That's what happens about it. Those bars. Yeah.
Nutri-Grain blueberry, whole grains, what your body needs for your energy level to make you more healthy, 12 grams of sugar. That's like, wow, you say, six big scoops of sugar dumped into a little bitty bar, yeah. Nothing little bitty bar right there. So, Doc, we were talking about exercise here before, and a lot of people think, you know, you get out and you run a long distance or you swim for 45 minutes, and you're helping cardiovascular-wise with your heart particularly. And that's what you should do. And we don't think so much about weight training. We just think about getting out there and taking, you know, getting the blood flowing. Give us your thoughts on the kind of training you need to kind of go along with the diet.
Yeah, that's another favorite topic for me, so thank you. You know, we grow up with all these mythologies, one of those mythologies is that more is better with regard to aerobics. You know, I see a lot of overweight people, and I talk to them, and you know, they're like, well, I got to get on the bike. And, you know, they get on the bike once or twice a week, and it just doesn't do any good. I mean, they just have that weight problem. It sticks with them. And they, and many of them report, you know, I'm tired all the time. So the bottom line is aerobic exercise, especially if overdone, and I think overdone is more than once or twice a week, does all of that. It makes you tired. It deceives you into thinking you're doing something. You know, you have to run a marathon in order to burn a significant number of fat calories. It takes 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, pretty intense exercise, before you even start to dive into the fat calories you store. Everything before that is just burning all the sugar that you've stored in your liver. So aerobic exercise is not an effective way to control your weight. That's just a statement of truth. The way to control your weight is to balance this well-balanced, low-sugar diet that I'm outlining in my book, Sugar Rehab, with some resistance or weight training, whatever you want to call it. And I want people to understand just how easy that is. You can buy, you know, 3-pound dumbbells or 5-pound dumbbells at Target or some other store and do all of this in your home about 3-4 times a week. But I want you to be exercising your muscles to the point where they're a little fatigued. You know, you're doing some curls with your dumbbells, you're doing some triceps with your dumbbells. What happens when you do that is your muscles cry for calories and energy. So when you're feeding a good protein and well-balanced, low-sugar diet, those muscles start to tone up and our fat starts to disappear. So the combination of resistance weight training with a low-sugar, well-balanced diet is the secret to maintaining and getting to that low weight that we want to get to. And I want to tell you one other thing, Jim, if you don't mind sharing with your audience.
Sure, go ahead.
So they have done studies where they've measured growth hormone, testosterone levels, all the hormones that are associated with youth, and they've showed that when you do a concentrated resistance training workout, those hormones go up sometimes 1,000% to 1,200%. So that's a good thing. That means we're getting all those youth hormones in our body circulating. If you do aerobic exercise, you don't get that increase. In fact, you get a decrease. And in some cases, you get production of cortisol. You're really stressing your body with aerobics. And cortisol is steroids. It's stress hormone. So, you know, you can picture in your mind all these folks that do long-distance endurance training, especially as they get older, they start to look very wasted. And that's because the cortisol and stress hormone is taking away muscle. And that's not a good thing. So that's a little bit about aerobic exercise and resistance training. I think there's a lot of meat on that bone, so to speak. I think if folks wanted a take-home message, it's combine a low-sugar, well-balanced diet with some resistance training like we're describing. Does that make sense?
I think you summed it. It sure does, Doc. I think you summed up very, very well, and it's just mostly a common-sense solution where you just don't overdo it. Do a little research in terms of what you do. Keep down that sugar. You can live a long, long life. Hey, again, the book is called Sugar Rehab. It's by Dr. Gerald Edelman. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Find a lot of information there about it. Dr. Jerry, hey, thanks for spending some time with us on this Mother's Day. Have a good weekend. We'd like to have you back on the show in the future, and we look forward to it.
Well, Jim, I'd love to be back on. There's more things to cover about our health and sugar, and love to be back on. You're a wonderful host. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Good guest and interesting stuff to talk about on the sugar. I mean, he's just saying use a balance there in your life. But, boy, if you just look at it, I mean, what just stunned me was looking at the vegetables, the canned vegetables. I try to stay healthy. I like lots of beans, black beans and red beans and chowder peas. And so I go to a good store like Whole Foods or, you know, most of the grocery stores, even Walmart and Albertsons, all these stores are putting health sections in Costco where they're giving you these better health foods. And they play it up, and that's good. I'm glad they're doing it. But if you look what they're playing up, it's loaded with sugar. The peas and the green beans and that kind of thing all has all this sugar into it. I mentioned before about how I'd gone to one of the local cafeteria chains, and I thought, boy, this, I love to go here. It's just so healthy. You know, I just eat the vegetables. I don't want to get dessert. And I'll put a little sweet and low in my tea. So I'm eating real healthy, aren't I? Then one of the ladies who worked there told me that they just take great big cans of sugar and dump it in the peas and the green beans and the corn. Well, yeah, it tastes good. Sure, it tastes good. All that sugar poured in there makes it taste so good. Stevia is what I use, by the way. I carry stevia around my wallet. I got it in my car. It's a natural sweetener. A couple of my daughters put me on stevia. It's a product that comes off the bark of a tree in South America. You can get it at most supermarkets now. And so I just carry that around with me and use that as a sugar substitute. I put it in my cereal if I'm eating cereal. I put it in my, my tea. I like to drink a lot of tea. Maybe you want a little sweet taste. I get a big glass of water. I'll order in this restaurant. So they bring me a couple of lemons with the water. Then I'll dump a little stevia in there. I'm making some lemonade is what I'm doing. Very, very healthy for you. So using a little research in terms of what you do, these power bars are what got me. I have looked and looked and looked. I've gone to the health food stores. I've gone to the whole food stores. And I pick up what are supposed to be the real healthy bars for you. And again, it says 10, 12, 13 grams of sugar. I'm looking here at a Luna bar right now. Peanut honey pretzel. Supposed to be pretty good for you. 11 grams of sugar. That's about 7 scoops of sugar, big teaspoons of sugar dumped into the power bar. Tastes pretty good. Yeah, tastes pretty good because it's loaded with sugar. Now, look. You just can't say no 1,000 times. No, it's my birthday. That white chocolate raspberry cake, sure I took a piece of that. I mean, you can use some common sense. Save up for the good stuff, though, that really good key lime pie or the really good piece of cake. Just don't waste it on things that don't make much sense. So I've got that. By the way, you can get a lot of this information on my health website, jimbrownhealth.com. It's a separate website. Go to jimbrownhealth.com. Much of what we're talking about, you'll have right there on the website. Hey, going to take a pause right now, get some national news. We're going to come back with a full-loaded show on the Common Sense Show, my website, jimbrownusa.com, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.